There we are, episode 36. We made it to a year, baby.
Oh, yes.
Should we do the old school Charlie Sloth? Ow.
No, let's not do that.
No. We've been doing this for a year, though. Over 52 weeks. 36 episodes in 52 weeks is quite a good ratio.
That is, and to be fair.
Especially considering we're busy men.
Yeah. Yeah, we've thrown a lot out there.
I mean, you got bingo on a Thursday, and we can't miss that.
I've got bingo on a Thursday. You've got chess club on Tuesday.
I know. We're busy men.
Exactly. I've got the Rotary Club every other week. I teach...
I mean, if I was to use one of my chess analogies, I'd say I've got to move the Baron out of the way to be able to make the Queen and King, us, get through.
Did you just say the Baron?
Yeah, that's one of the...
That shows you... another difference in our class there.
What do you call it?
I don't even know which one the Baron is.
It's not the Baron.
Maybe it's not. Maybe you've got it wrong.
Maybe my improvised thing has fallen apart.
Yeah, because there's Rook, Bishop, King, Queen.
Maybe I need to take a trip to Chicago again and go to an improv class.
You do. Well, pay King, attention Queen, in your chess.
Bishop is what Bishop, I was trying to say.
Right, Bishop, not Bishop.
And then castle. What's the castle one called?
That's the Rook.
Rook, yeah.
What's the horse one called? I forgot.
I don't know. And then there's the prawns. Sorry, this is really bad audio.
Pawn, not prawns.
Prawn. I always thought I was in District 9 then. Oh, no. The prawns have come to District 9 to do this bit.
Oh, I enjoyed that voice so much.
Thank you. I used to do that to my South African boss, and he did not find that funny.
Yeah. Is that why he fired you for being racist?
No, it was because I took the piss out of his tattoo.
What was his tattoo?
It was, it genuinely was awful.
Right, go on then.
It was his horoscope month, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
It was like, this is 100% real, by the way. He didn't fire me, but I did used to be like, that's pretty shit.
Right.
What is it? He was like it was like Pisces or something awful.
I'm a Pisces.
What's October then?
No idea, but I know I'm a Pisces.
October horoscope. I'm a Sagittarius. You can tell by my outgoing way. I know he had a Libra.
fair play. Anyway, because that's a bit shit, what we're talking about. Let's move on. How are you, Ben?
Yeah, I'm good. Had a good weekend last weekend. Bank holiday, wasn't it?
Yeah. What did you do?
I went back to Cheltenham for the weekend. It was like the homecoming of a king. Right. And I had my grand's 90th.
How was that?
Really good. I'll have you know that although you poo-pooed my photo book idea, she loved it.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, and what's even better is this was like a family party last Saturday, and then she had another party on Thursday.
Bloody
for her old lady mates, yeah. A tea party.
The ones that are
and
left.
The book got a second outing.
Oh.
I mean, you joke about that, but that is 100% true.
I know, obviously. She's 90.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was good. But yeah, it was really good. We had a 7-course meal.
7-course?
Yeah, that's what we do in Cheltenham.
Are you including, like, a drink as one of these courses?
No, 7 courses. They weren't very big. Of course.
Did you have just tapas? Is that what you're getting at?
No, it wasn't tapas. I mean, I guess you'd say it was a tapas menu because it was 7, but it wasn't a tapas menu. It was
right,
just 7.
Yeah, no, we have got
7 tapas, different meals.
You're just trying to sound better than you are, aren't you?
Yeah, sorry.
You had tapas, Ben.
No, it wasn't tapas because they came at different times.
Ben.
They were completely different meals. It wasn't shared around the table. It wasn't tapas.
Ben, you've had tapas.
Well, I'm sorry that you're the meal expert, Lee.
Well, it's all right, but just don't try...
Oh, I'm Lee, and I'm the meal expert.
Just don't...
Look at me. Oh, mate, go on MasterChef if you know so much about food.
All I'm saying is that you had seven small
meals. All right,
meals.
Greg Wallace.
You had seven small meals and you're trying to be all high and mighty saying we had seven courses. You had tapas, mate.
All right, Prulies.
You had tapas.
All right, Ainsley Harriet.
You had tapas.
Okay, we had tapas.
There we
it
go.
It was delicious.
That's easy.
One of the weirdest things was... So before the meat course, as a palate cleanser, there was like a tequila ice cream. I had the sober one. And then next to it was like a little... it was a ball, like a gelatin ball. But it was filled with liquid. And they said, like, put it in your mouth in one go. And you would bite down on it in your mouth and it would burst.
Yeah.
It was full of, like, citrus juice.
Yeah, I've had that.
So
before.
It was like, when you bit down on it, it was like... And seeing the old people in the room take those, oof.
I've had them before. I can't think of where I had them now, but I have definitely had
was
them
it,
before.
Was it tapas?
It was tapas. I had seven different ones.
What are the different flavours, Lee? Chocolate.
Banana, meringue. Strawberry, cheese and onion, salt and vinegar.
But yours are the cheap versions, so they're full of squash instead of...
Yes.
It was like, but it wasn't watered down. It was high. Oh, it's high God. Percentage. Imagine how horrible that would be.
That would be vile.
High concentrate squash in the ball. how have you been, Lee?
Yeah, I've been alright, mate.
You do this every fucking week. You've got to reveal some stuff about yourself.
No, I'm mysterious.
Mysterious in what way? Like a mysterious girl off of Peter Andre, or mysterious like you didn't do anything interesting in the last week?
Probably 50-50.
Whoa, what did you do last week?
I just went to work, mate. I got a 4-day weekend.
What? This weekend or last weekend?
Last weekend, just gone. That was nice.
Bloody hell. What, the one that's finishing this, like, now?
Yeah, because obviously it's bank holiday. No, the one before. So obviously it was
bank holiday,
so I got bank holiday Monday off. And yeah. Then I was in on Saturday, so you get a day off in the week, and mine fell on the Tuesday.
Bloody hell, mate.
So that's all right, isn't it?
What, so surely then you only had Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off?
And Saturday. Saturday, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, because okay, yeah.
So I was in yesterday. Saturday.
All makes sense now, bro.
Yeah.
We're on the same page now.
Yes, we are.
Page. Let's say it at the same time. Page 72.
72.
Yeah. Well done.
72. You know, this is something I was thinking about recently. You know, when you're on the phone and you say the phonetic alphabet.
Alpha, Papa, Bravo.
Yeah. All that. With numbers, you should do it for, like, what they are. So, 6 for 60, 7 for 70.
or what would be even better is, you know the Christmas song? You could be like, 8 swans are laying.
Yes.
Can I just check your credit card number? It's 12 gold rings. No, it's 5 gold rings. And we've got 4 here. 4 calling birds. 3 French hens. Is that all good? You should trial that at work next so you can see how that goes down.
Oh. Yes, that's right. Partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, so we got 1. Thank you very much. And can I just go through this again? And they're just like, fuck off. Oh, God, that'd be brilliant.
Maids are milking, partridge in a pear tree. Drummers drumming. Alpha.
11 drummers drumming. 10 maids are milking. Am I getting these numbers right? 9. 5. God. But you'd have to sing it as opposed to just saying it.
Oh, this is the funniest thing we've ever come up with.
Oh, I've got a fly on my computer.
Oh dear.
Oh.
That's funny.
That's good.
Well done.
Yeah.
Should we start the show?
Yes, we should. We've been doing this for a year. Sorry. Theme tune. I looked down the microscope, and on the head of the sperm was an acid house spiny face.
It's odd, isn't it? It's really odd that. Oh, you've blown my mind a little bit. I mean, first, I didn't think you got triangle sellotape, but then once you looked down and saw that, whew, game changing.
Well, I think that they'd taken a lot of acid in the 90s and it had affected his sperm count.
Yeah. Or hers.
Or hers, yeah. Mm. Bloody hell, I've got a fly attacking me. Just smacked into my face.
Lord of the Flies.
Ooh. It's like that episode of Breaking Bad that everyone hated. Fly.
I've still never watched Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good, but if you don't want to, don't.
Yeah. I thought I would want to at some point. Well, I always wanted to originally, but there was still a lot of people still talking about it, so I thought when I started watching it, I'd have remembered things that people had told me.
Yeah, that's a massive issue.
And I thought there'd be a moment where I'd just have the desire to watch it, and that's just never come over me.
Yeah, I mean, I really pushed through, and I did it, but I don't feel that great for doing it.
Yeah, fair play.
I suppose when in first year of uni, it was a good talking point with people.
Yeah, exactly, but that was the thing. Still then, it had not long since finished, and everyone had watched it or were watching it. So yeah. I didn't want the spoilers.
The worst thing was, were you in the lecture when one of our former lecturers showed the entire season finale of third season?
No, I'm very glad I
he
wasn't.
Did that, and there were loads of people in the room who were like on the first two series, and there were so many spoilers in it, and you could just see everyone in the room going fuck you.
who was it? Anthony.
I've forgotten his name now.
Anthony.
Was it Michael?
Michael, the
weird one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, oh god.
That's such a Michael thing to do, isn't it?
Classic Michael. I saw him at
It was when he was trying to tell us about... It was when he was trying to teach us about semiotics and how signs were in everything.
I have seen the Fly episode.
Okay.
If that counts.
Probably didn't make much sense to you, though.
If I'm honest, I don't think it makes much sense to anyone.
No. You know the reason why they did it is because it was during the writer's strike.
Oh, right.
So they couldn't do a proper episode, but they would run out of budget for the series as well, so they just did that. And loads of people really hated it. I liked it, but loads of people hated
it. Yeah, to be fair, I liked it. Hello? I've just hung up on Ben.
She just hung up on me.
I didn't mean to. Sorry, carry on.
Anyway, should we do a feature?
Can do a feature. What do you want to do?
I've got one for you. Last week, Lee, you said you said write a top 10 list of the top 10 thing Lee likes to do. Lee, that's you.
Yeah, I'm Lee.
So I'm gonna admit it. It starts really badly, but it gets good.
Okay.
But I've written things that I think because obviously I think I know you. We've been doing this for a year. But
yeah.
I can only get this so right.
Okay.
In at 10, in the top 10 things Lee likes to do, is do top 10 lists.
I do enjoy them a lot, to be fair.
In at number 9, it's listen to the Doctor Who theme tune on repeat.
It's not top 10, but it's definitely top 50.
Top 50. In at 8, it's Dunebeel.
Obviously.
Yeah. I mean, high, but not too high.
Yeah.
In at 7, it's hold on to your bag whilst you get a tattoo.
What?
Hold on to your bag while you get a tattoo.
No, that's not up there, I'm afraid. I haven't got any tattoos, so I wouldn't know that feeling.
If you were to get a tattoo, what would you get?
I'm starting to think I do want tattoos.
Really?
I think when I'm 23, I'm going to start.
That's not long.
It's not
what
long.
What are you going to get?
They'll probably be like starting off like small things, just like band logos and things like that, I'd imagine. And then branch out.
What are you gonna do when the band members or the bands turn out to be paedophiles, and then you've got that on your body forever?
That's the thing, you have to think about it very carefully and go for safe options.
But hey, we all thought certain people were safe options.
Like who? Who have you got a tattoo of on your body that you're ashamed of?
In at 6, it's use a stethoscope on your mum while she sleeps.
I love that.
You're just going to make sure she's alive, because otherwise you get worried and you can't go to sleep.
No, it really worries me, so I'm up there.
In at 5, it's run 2 steps and wink.
Yep. 100%. Sometimes I do it with different eyes.
No, really? I was thinking the right eye when I wrote this.
Sometimes it's left there. Just as a bit, like, just to muck about with it, do you know what I mean? Have a bit of fun.
You're going to be doing that later, I know you will.
Well, of course I will. It's my top five.
Sunday night, isn't it?
Yeah, Sunday night, run and wink night.
In at 4, it's hold your breath and dream of a better time.
Yeah. Isn't that for everyone, though, really?
I mean, some of us try and hold it for as long as possible until it all ends. In at 3, it's do your Rylan impression into the mirror.
Yeah, I do that a lot, to be fair.
In at 2, it's watch TV shows and point out which character you are.
Yeah, and then email it to BuzzFeed so they can organise a quiz around it.
Hi, I'm Lee. I'm a Capricorn, whatever you were. Pisces.
I'm a Pisces. I really like what's
I'm outgoing.
It, and I would choose bacon roll for my breakfast. And my favourite character from Brooklyn Nine-Nine is Gina.
And I would say that I'm a Stanley out of Office. And in at 1, this is what you really love doing.
Okay.
It's high five old ladies as you walk down the street.
I didn't expect a better one for 1, if I'm honest, Ben. it depends if it's your 90-year-old gran or not.
Would you high five her?
100%. High tenor.
What, 2 hands? Wow, that's a lot to ask from a 90-year-old. Well, she's very active. She'd be able to.
Oh, God, I'm happy for her. And you. I'm delighted.
Yeah, I'm delighted she's still around. That sounds really sarcastic, but I genuinely am. have you got... What would be 1 for you?
What would be 1 for me? Yeah. What I really enjoy doing is putting something in the microwave and then stopping it with 1 second to spare.
Oh, that's good. But I also one that was at 11, so very close in.
Yeah,
was changing the volume dial so that it was on an even number, or a 5 or a 10, or a 5.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say that was 11, but it's probably, it's again in the top 50, I imagine.
Any others that were close by?
Having Laughing Cow on toast.
Oh, that's good. Do you laugh like a cow when you do it?
Yeah, exactly like a cow.
So you do like a moo hoo moo hoo.
Well, there's so many different ways you can do it. It's fantastic. Decorating Christmas trees. That's.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I don't know if I'd love it less if I had to do it more often.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Once a year is perfect.
Really warms the cockles in my heart.
Yeah, one of the other things I really like doing.
I should get that checked out. Too many cockles.
I've brought, because it's the anniversary, I've brought a few old things back.
Krusty Ken?
Krusty Ken. No, what, it wasn't Krusty Ken, was it? Kidderminster Ken. That's who it was.
Kidderminster Ken, he's back. Hello.
I can't really remember much about Kidderminster Ken, if I'm honest.
Larry Lamb's back.
Anyway, oh yeah, we've got Larry Lamb on this episode.
Yeah,
it's coming up later.
Is Heather still around?
Heather, she's. I feel like I should walk around Sainsbury's just to see if I can see. I went to Sainsbury's the other week.
Throw a bottle and she'll run over. summon her.
I went to Sainsbury's the other week and there was a lot of staff there, and I only recognised about 3 members.
Oh, wow. That's controversial.
Yeah, within such a short time. It's not like it's a year or two's passed.
That's less than 6 months.
Yeah. Mad wow.
Was Heather still there? Or was
I
she
didn't
hiding?
See her, but she only worked.
She was probably licking up the a bottle of Jack Daniels in the storeroom.
Probably, on her hands and knees.
And the boss is going... You should stop dropping them. And she was like, but my high rate has a high success, high failure.
It just tastes so good.
You wouldn't get this at Aldi.
I've got an image of her doing that now. It's a beautiful good. Thing. No, I'm doing wrong answers only. I know we still do it quite often, but it's one of the...
We haven't done it in a while, though.
We haven't
though,
done it for about
months.
3 or 4 episodes, have we? So
more than that, I think, but yeah.
I'll start off. Are you ready?
Go.
Are all window cleaners perverts?
I mean, my grand is, but... I mean, sweeping the... an entire career like that is a bit much.
But I think it's hard not to. They're looking in your windows.
Someone's knocking at your door. Someone's ringing a bell. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think it would be hard not to be a pervert, as a high-pitched Scotsman would say.
Ooh, we got a pervert here.
That was Irish.
Pervert. That was Irish. Pervert. That was like Eamon. Oh, we should quickly say Eamon's—he's got an OBE now.
Yeah, he has. I thought we knew that. Though. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, but he actually picked it up on Friday.
Right. Yeah, and that's something.
And he funnily said, he said, because Elizabeth gave it to him, and he said, "I've interviewed almost every member of your family, but I haven't interviewed you yet. Fancy coming on?" And she laughed. So I don't think she'll be coming on.
What was I going to say? Before he followed us on Twitter, he didn't have an OBE. He followed us on Twitter, and within a year, he's got an OBE.
So that goes out to all you listeners. Follow us, and you could have an OBE within a year.
Exactly. Or you.
Terms and conditions apply.
It's beautiful.
Next question.
Number 2, what is Wakefield famous for?
Waterloo Road.
I've just got absolutely nothing.
What is it good for?
3, why do I think so many people are bastards?
I think that's more of a reflection on you.
Yeah. So why?
Because you had a traumatic childhood.
I did.
You watched too much Judge Rinder, and now you think that everyone's out to get you. So you think trust no one. Make sure everyone's signing the forms that they need to sign, and make sure that you get money back from people.
Yeah, no, I agree with that very much. So
next,
no, that was it. We only do three of them.
Oh, that's it. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that was nice.
That's nice.
Short, quick.
Very nice. Have you got another old feature?
We can do one now, or we can do something else.
No, let's do one now. Let's go for it.
Well, actually, no. We'll do one of the newer ones because it's an anniversary. We're celebrating the past, present, and future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
So we'll do guess the sip. So I'm gonna like we did last week. So
this made me emotional. Go for
it. Yeah, I'm gonna sip something. Are you ready?
Yep.
Did a gargle for you there.
I heard.
So, what did I just sip? That's one thing that would be in my top 10. I really like gargling with anything, any liquid.
Do you?
Love gargling.
I think that was mouthwash.
I had a sip of mouthwash.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's wrong.
Oh.
Why would he have swallowed mouthwash?
I don't know. After a year of Nabil, maybe you had enough.
No, I did. That was Fanta Fruit Twist.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's summertime. Nice summer drink.
Summertime sadness.
Alright, Lana Del Rey.
What's she up to now?
I don't know. I quite like Lana Del Rey. Her first album is a modern masterpiece.
Oh, we got Six Music on the line. It was a career-defining album that truly shook up the music industry.
I think it was. I think she's largely underrated. What was I going to say? She's done a collaboration with someone, hasn't she, that I saw the other... I haven't listened to it. I can't remember.
Diplo's Anus?
No, I can't remember, if I'm honest. But yeah, that's my opinion on Lana Del Rey. I like her.
Fun. So I've got a new feature, and this could be terrible or it could be fun.
Right.
You decide.
Okay.
So, it's the game of dot dot but dot dot.
Okay.
Right, so I'm going to name something, and you say, but, and then it's going to change it. So, for example, I'd say, Seinfeld, but every time an audience member laughs, one of them dies.
Right, okay. Yeah, I get the idea now, I think.
Cologne, but...
every time someone sprays it, someone new becomes a regular on Loose Women. I really thought about that. I spent too long thinking about that.
Oh, look, there's another Nolan sister we didn't know about that's not dead. Oh, it's Maury Nolan.
Oh, somebody used to be on EastEnders.
Oh, look, it's the X Factor contestant from 2003. Oh. That's fun. Do you want to do another one?
Yeah, go on then. Go on. Because, yeah, that was a trial run.
Wookiees.
But every time they growl, Han Solo gets a hard on.
He'd never get through Solo, a Star Wars story.
He has to spend lots of
time. I watched
time
it yesterday.
Solo
there was a
things.
Lot of Wookiee. There was a lot of Wookiee.
Yeah, I haven't watched the new one yet. Is it any good?
Yeah, it is good. It's a lot better than the shite that came out at Christmas.
Good.
It's fast moving. The plot's quite limited. Like, it's not, like, a lot doesn't happen. But there's a very, very good surprise character that comes up.
Oh, God. That's something.
Someone who I was, when it came up, I was like, whoa.
Oh, is it
I was not expecting
no,
to
no,
see you.
No spoilers. No more spoilers. But
no, but when you see it, you'll go, whoa. Whoa.
I've got a rough idea of who it might
Whoa.
be.
Go on, say who you think.
Is it a famous actor playing someone that they played in the original, in the three noughties films?
You got to elaborate far further than that.
Is it Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No.
Oh.
Which is why, like, it wouldn't. It's really. Because when they came up, I was like. Because I saw that there was going to be a surprise character, but then out of my predictions, it wasn't any of them.
Right, okay.
Which is why I went, oh, wow. They managed to fool me.
Well, is R2-D2 and C-3PO in it?
No, I think this is the first one they're not
Yeah,
in.
it will be the first one if they're not in it.
Because they were in Rogue One as well, weren't they?
Yeah. I would have thought they'd have
Briefly.
like a little cameo somewhere.
No, genuinely, I didn't see them at all.
Oh, that's upsetting.
It is, yeah. I was sad.
I'm boycotting it now.
Go on, boycott away. See if Disney care. See if Lucasfilm care. See if Kathleen Kennedy cares.
All right, sorry.
Sorry, got a Star Wars head here. No.
I
You go
did
for your
you
feature. Sorry.
I was gonna say, did you know obviously there's the Tommy Robinson stuff happening at the
Yeah.
minute.
Is this Nebiel friendly?
Well, yeah, this is very Nebiel friendly. Did you
Go
know
on.
that he used to run a tanning salon?
Oh, I did hear about that, yeah.
That's like that's
That's quite funny, yeah.
it's very funny. And like now I
I
know
just think
that, I
he's such
just,
a plonker.
well, yeah, he is, but now I know that, I can't look at him without laughing. I mean, and I would laugh at him quite a lot of the time anyway, but now it's always a laugh.
Who else do you laugh at?
Who else do I laugh at?
Non-comedians.
Oh, not
So you
comedian.
see, they pop up on TV and you go, huh.
Ooh, that's a Brian Blessed.
He's a comedian, I'd say. He kind of counts as one.
Does he?
I guess he does.
I wouldn't say so. He's just an actor, isn't he?
Well, he's done a lot of comedy. Right, what have you got next?
What else was I gonna? Did you see that video of that crayfish cutting its own claw off so it didn't get put in the soup?
What the fuck? No.
Right, it's
That can't be real.
in China, so it's on the edge of this soup. This video's really good. It's on the edge
Yeah.
of this soup, and its claws stuck in it, and he can't get it off, and it's bubbling away. So he, with his other claw, he just cuts it off and then runs away.
Fucking
And
hell.
apparently, the chef has kept it now as a pet.
Jesus.
It's good. It's a good video.
I have not seen this.
Oh, well, treat yourself,
That's
mate.
gnarly. That's gnarly. Would you do that? That's like 127 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Bloody, yeah. Remember when we used to think good things of James Franco?
God. Right, have you got something to finish? Because I think
Oh,
we're.
finish.
Da da da
I've got
da.
two more features. In fact, one of them I'm going to skip and use another day.
Okay, go for it.
So I've got Travelling Questions,
Yeah.
The Return.
Do travel. Yeah, traveling questions. Let's do it.
So well,
We haven't done this for ages,
I
traveling
know, this is
questions.
why it's the anniversary. I'm bringing back old things as well as new
That's what
things.
happens when you get to an anniversary. So
Yeah.
if you're like, if you go from being like 15 to 16, then you can do things.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Vic and Bob doing the Scots, the Stots, or I don't know, Sting singing Message in a Bottle. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, it is.
Anyway, so this all came about when obviously I work for a famous airline now.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say it? Have I said it on here?
You haven't said it, don't say
Oh, okay, I won't say it then. Keep the mystery.
it. Unless you want to, I don't think you should.
Okay, fair play. Anyway, I spend a lot of time on the systems for said airline. And on the forums, some familiar faces
there's a forum.
Caught up with me and started asking questions and spreading rumours about you.
About me?
So I've been reunited with the
fellas
on the forum.
Not the forum, no.
The fellas on the forum.
I forgot this is what happened.
The fellas on the forum caught up with me through the airline
How did you lose touch?
Because I stopped
going on forums. How did you lose touch?
Can
we make that happen again?
I stopped going on forums, but they...
Lose them again.
Well, I stumbled across these because I was looking at it through work. And they had found me.
So you're saying it's a work thing?
Well... I was doing it through work because it was a work-related forum, and they'd caught up with me and found me and got in touch.
Oh, great.
How do you feel about that?
Not great. Go on, what bullshit have they been saying this time?
Well, they've got some nasty things to do with you and kangaroos.
Oh, God. I mean, I've seen kangaroos before, yes.
Yeah, you've seen...
What do they think I've done to them? Well, I've stroked them.
Well... They think that you've been smuggling drugs in their pouches.
Have you seen the film Lucy starring Scarlett Johansson?
No.
I did that where I smuggled drugs in them and then I kicked them and then the drugs went inside them and their system and they became like
godlike.
Is this
what happens in Lucy?
Yeah, have you not seen it?
No.
So basically, she gets drugs sewn into her stomach and then she gets beaten up and the drugs go loose and then she becomes like some sort of godlike thing and she like solves the meaning of life.
Oh.
And she like moves particles. It's the most batshit insane film I've ever seen.
That does sound really good, actually.
No, it's really not. It's terrible. Okay, watch it though. I want you to watch it now. Mm. That's your homework.
I do want to watch it. I want to watch it a
Although
lot.
I've completely spoiled it for you.
Yeah, you have. But anyway, they've heard this.
Sorry, can you just wait a minute? I just really need to go for a wee.
Oh, bloody hell.
He's always going for a wee, isn't he? Weeing away. Weeing boy. Benedict Wee Jones. Benedict Pissy Jones. Benedict Urinal Jones. Benedict piss all over the toilet seat, Jones. Benedict, I've got my knob stuck in my fly, Jones. Benedict, I should be wearing adult nappies, Jones. Benedict, what's another one? I'm doing a whiz, Jones. Benedict. Benedict Waz Jones can't think of any more. Benedict I have tinkle on my shoes Jones Benedict Piss Patch Jones. I'm struggling now. I'm watching wrestling. Just to let you know. It's Diamond Dallas Page against Eddie Guerrero from Starrcade. I can't remember what year it is. I think it's... What are you doing?
I think it's 97. Hey, Ben!
Yeah, Neb. Hey, what up?
Oh, yeah, we haven't called each other Neb or Eel on this episode, and it's the anniversary one. That should have happened.
Hello, Eel. Hello, Eel.
Hello, Neb.
That was probably your best contribution, or your biggest contribution to this. I haven't topped that contribution.
Okay. I'll take that.
You were the one that came up with that.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Or you came up with, you said, my name backwards is Eel. Let's do something with that. And then I went, my name backwards is Neb.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was born.
Yeah. And so it was born.
Do you remember what we did in our first episode? The very first student one.
The only thing worthwhile from that would be the Morrissey thing. Should we do that now?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
I haven't done this in ages, so I'm not sure if I'll be any good at it.
I can't remember if I can do the voice or not. Let me just take a sip of my mouthwash.
I would go out tonight, but I haven't got peachy tips. I only have Yorkshire tea.
I'm sure we did one very similar to that.
Probably. We did loads, to be fair, so it's quite likely.
I would go out tonight, but I haven't got my favourite Grandpa Simpson t-shirt.
I would go out tonight, but I haven't watched Jules Holland live.
I would go out tonight, but I've got chocolate stains all down my slacks.
I would go out tonight, but my views are too racist for a modern society.
I would go out tonight, but I accidentally swallowed the keys to my SUV. We should have ended on yours, to be fair. Yours was a nice topical one.
Oh, good. Right, sorry, I think I've finished shout of your feature while I went to the week for a wee.
Yeah, to be honest, I can't really be bothered to do it. I've mentioned fellas in the forum. That was another key feature I wanted to get out in this episode.
They used to piss me off so much.
The little tinkers. But yeah, so...
What forum are they hanging out in now?
Well, the airline one.
That's CheapAirlines.com.
That's how they found me.
Have you got any holidays planned this year, mate?
I'm going to Edinburgh.
Oh, are you? When's that?
For the Fringe.
Did you tell me about this? Or I'm you, sure. Or are you just telling me?
I'm sure I've told probably. You about this.
When it, so, August. Yes. How long are you going for? A week?
A week, yes.
Oh, nice.
Why don't you...
You need to come visit me in London sometime, by the way.
Yes, we do need to do... Oh, yeah. My...
We haven't seen each other in almost a year.
That's quite funny.
It is quite funny. We speak to each other every week and we have
pretty much
every day.
Yeah, I know. It's good balance. But then again,
will we still like each other?
That's the thing. Will we recognise each other?
I know, you've changed.
Yeah, we'll have to talk. We'll just have to keep talking until we find each other's voices.
It'll be like a dog at a park. I'll only recognise you by my owner's voice. Like, Neb, Neb, and I'll be like, what's up, what's up,
Neb. Lovely stuff.
I heard that you got a face tattoo of Katie Hopkins over your face, so that's why I won't recognise you.
I have got that, to be fair. That's one on my tattoo list.
What else? Seriously, what would you get?
As many Simpsons characters as I could on my back, as a massive back piece.
Oh, that would be so disgusting. Oh, classic.
A swash sticker.
A swash sticker.
Yeah.
Joe Swash sticker.
No. A squash sticker. So like
a squash sticker.
So like the sticker from a Robinson's Fruit logo.
I could imagine you getting that, ironically.
But a proper,
I could imagine you getting loads of brands over your body, ironically.
Yeah, well, I want like 2007 sort of advertising, so like Tim Hedman's on there.
That is still... I was thinking about this last week. It still makes me laugh when Andy Murray gets through to a final of a big event and you think he's world number one and he's big career and someone in the crowd goes... Come on, Tim. It still makes me laugh. I still think that's like one of the funniest things you can do. Isn't it just brilliant? He's at the peak of his career and someone still goes, come on, Tim.
that is funny. I'll give you
It's genuinely funny. Yeah.
Come on, Tim.
Come on, Tim.
That's one thing I really like. That's probably... it's not a thing to do, but it's a thing to witness. At snooker, when I'm sure it's the same guy because it's always in the exact same voice. When Ronnie O'Sullivan's playing, he goes, "Go, Ronnie! Go, Ronnie!
Oh, Ronnie!"
That's a highlight.
What's your favourite heckle that you've ever done?
That I've ever done? The other week when I was drunk, I FaceTimed my friend who was in Mexico with a mum watching the entertainment. I can't remember what it was. And I just kept when they just said they were finishing, I just kept shouting 5 more minutes down the phone.
God. Yeah.
What's your favourite heckle?
My favourite heckle.
Are you a heckler?
I've not done a heckle.
I'm not a heckler.
Oh, I don't know. Last week, it's probably out of context. It sounds really bad, but at my grand's party, my dad was at the other side of the room, and I wanted him to take a photo.
Sorry, what did you say? I knocked my headphones off.
Oh, sorry. So at my grand's party last week, my dad was at the other side of the room, and I wanted him to take a photo.
Yeah.
And my dad's name's Julian, but I shortened it. It went to Jules, and now it's Jew, just Jew. And I literally was shouting across the restaurant, "Jew, Jew, 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 Jew." And then he just shouted across the room, "What?" And then he came over. I was like, "Can you take a picture?" He was like, "Was that really what you were shouting at me for 5 minutes for?"
Classic.
But I did it in front of the whole family just to assert my dominance.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes when I'm with Zoe and her friends, because her last name's Chaffee, sometimes I call her Chaffers, and she really hates it. But it always makes whoever a friend
always
is,
gets a laugh.
Yeah, always gets a laugh.
I do a similar with my cousin, who's much younger. She's like 14, and her name is Millie. So I call her Millicent in front of her friends. always gets a laugh. Yeah, and then her friends start calling her, and she's just like, "You're a prick."
What are your favourite things that you just say automatically that will always get a laugh, and you can say it in front of anyone?
Oh God, that's hard off the top of my head.
One that I always do.
Like pulling the racism card, even though I'm white, that's always gets quite a good laugh.
In what way?
Especially when the other person's white as well, that always gets a good laugh.
Right, yeah.
Can you stop being racist to me?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I always little one, but it's always effective. When I pull my phone out, I go, "Oh, I best check my fan mail."
That's good.
That's a good one.
That is good.
Always gets a titter.
Yeah. When someone says, "What time is it?" and I go, "Time to get a watch."
Yeah, that is good. That is good.
Like, well, that always gets quite good. It's making me laugh right now.
There was one I said at work about 4 times within like a short period of time. And I remember thinking to myself, "What are you doing, Lee?" They've definitely heard. I can't remember what it was though now.
You're overdoing it. Everyone thinks you're a prick now.
Exactly. I've got to leave it for a couple of weeks before I say that ever again.
Let me write down a memo. Don't say this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I don't know what else I say that's quite. My is 2018 or insert year here. That always gets quite a good laugh.
What do you mean? I don't.
So if you say like. If suddenly like, "Oh, that's a bit weird," and I go, "No, it's not weird. It's 2018. Get with the times, man."
Oh, I say things like that. Yeah, quite a bit.
That always gets quite a good lol. And then, I don't know what else I do that gets quite a good lol.
I'll tell you. I said this when I was about 7, and it's a very niche moment to do it in. But when you can do it, and if you get it at the right moment, the best bloody joke. Right.
Go on.
When you're eating a meal and you've got peas on your plate and one falls off your plate, just go, "Oh, it's an escape pea." I came up with that when I was about 7.
That's so bad.
And I still use
that's so bad.
I use it about 3 times a year. Beautiful.
My mum's and her siblings, when they were children, they always used to say, when someone would go, "Can you put the kettle on?" they'd always go, "It won't suit me." And now they still say it, even though they're all in their 50s.
Yeah. I what I do at work, when someone says, "Oh, I've called him," and I go, "Oh, what have you called him?" That's probably why they're not happy with you. You called him something horrible, haven't you?
Anyway, quickly bring it back round. I'm off to America in September.
In September? What are you doing yeah. there?
My sister lives out there, so I'm going to go see her.
Oh, lovely. Lovely, lovely. Whereabouts?
Family get together.
Oh, is the whole family going, or is it just you and your sister?
Whole family. I paid for flights, and then I'm tagging along. Free com.
Where in the US of A?
New York City.
Oh, baby.
Ba, 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 da, da. Ben's going to New York.
Lovely stuff.
And Boston and some other places. I'm going to go see It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia pub.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I might actually try and do that. I might try, see if I can get a photo outside it.
Yeah, Paddy's pub.
Anyway, this has been a very fun episode.
I've had a nice time. Yeah, it has been a very long episode, hasn't it, Ben?
I've had a nice time. You've had a nice time.
We've all had a nice time.
Ice cream.
Oh, we've all had ice cream. It's good.
Oh yeah, I never found out what were. You... Oh no, I did find out what you were drinking. Sorry, I'm. It's like I'm having a breakdown, isn't it? 1 year and it's got to me.
Can't blame you. To be fair.
The other thing I was thinking the other day is one of the last live things we did live. we did commentary on an award show.
Yeah.
And it made me think. I'd love to do more commentary with you.
Yeah.
So maybe we should just. Maybe we should turn up at a local. Thing and then just like a local park and just start and we'll live stream it on like Periscope or whatever and we'll just start commentating on what we see.
Yeah,
maybe that could be a thing. When you come down to London, we'll go find like a tennis court and we'll just go, oh yeah. They've hit it.
Well, well, we was talking about our first show. Did we commentate over doctors or something?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
And since we've done it with Come Dine With Me as well. So there's another reference for the anniversary.
For all you hardcore listeners.
Yeah, exactly. The fans.
Who's a fan? Go on, should we name some of the fans? There's not that many.
Marcel from Romford.
Oh, rest in peace.
Oh yeah, his mum. I can't even remember what the people who's written in. Shall I have a look in my... I might have some bits.
I think we should end this, to be honest. I need to go to bed. I've got work in the morning.
Just give me 2 seconds. There's got to be someone here.
What do you listen to on the way to work, by the way?
I listen to music mostly. I only do podcasts probably one day a week, and that's...
Oh, really?
I do listen to a lot of podcasts still. I just don't necessarily in my car.
I need more podcasts because I burn through mine so quickly because I've got an hour commute there and then an hour back.
Yeah.
So there's 2 hours a day that I've really, like...
What? To be fair, there's only probably... At the minute, there's only about 5 that I listen to every episode of.
Yeah. I got 2 that I definitely listen to every episode of and then, like, 3 depending on what's happening.
Yeah, oh no, I've got a lot depending on what's happening, but only about 5 that's every episode without fail.
Well, I've 3 at Buxton, but he's off at the moment.
Yeah, Buxton's one that I listen to every one of.
I fucking love Buxton.
The Bugle.
I've gone off that.
Oh no, I love it.
Has it got better since, like, because I know... I kind of when John left and they started having guests, I like it was so hit and miss for me.
Oh no, it's good, and they tend to have. There's only about mostly there's about 4 of them, 4 guests.
Oh really? That's good.
That like rotate, so you get the same ones a lot. There's a few that are like odd ones that just appear once or twice, but there's a comedian called Alice Fraser who's really good. Nish Kumar, Helen Zaltzman, Tiff Stevenson, who I don't really like as a stand-up, but when she's on the Bugle, she's good.
Oh, that's good. I might get back into this then.
Yeah, they're the four that are on it a lot, and then there's probably a couple more that are on it quite often.
But it's good. That's good. I might get into that.
Worth a listen.
The only other one, because I really like Hamish and Andy. It's really weird, you know. What's his face? So Hamish and Andy, Christian O'Connell. You know how he's left the UK and he's gone to Australia.
Yeah.
Their producer, he's stolen their producer to work on his show. Yeah, because they only do a podcast now, so they only need him once a week. So now he's going to be a psychic in Australia.
Mm.
It's because he only knows like three people in Melbourne when he moved. So
yeah, I guess.
And Hamish and Andy were both busy.
Fair play.
Right. This has been a very fun episode. Nebiel 36, 1 year anniversary.
Boom, boom. I want you in my room. Bye.